from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trade unionists in Guyana call for a commission of inquiry into the shooting of striking workers. Anguilla's governing coalition on the brink of folding up. And petrol problems in Dutch St. Martin persist as the country moves into elections. I am Keith Stone Graves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Guyana, relations between the government and the country's labor unions have worsened following a police shooting incident on demonstrators. The unions this afternoon call on their members to go on a 72-hour countrywide strike. Head of the Trade Union Congress, Lincoln Lewis, said union members have cancelled their talks with the government until the police shooting matter is cleared up. From Georgetown, Colin Smith reports.
President of the TUC said the reason for the strike was to show solidarity and the support for public servants and teachers who were on strike. The widening of the strike is also to protest the action of police who yesterday fired pellets on demonstrators, injuring a number of them.
And when people are exercising their fundamental rights peacefully, for the police to move out there to turn guns on them, remind us of what took place 51 years ago, 16th of June at Enmore.
The union also called for a commission of inquiry into yesterday's events. It is unsure to what extent the strike will affect essential services such as electricity.